Welcome to Elysium. I'm with Operational Security, which is exactly what it sounds like. I'm in ops. We don't have cops. But today, I'm your guide, here to help you get acquainted and show you around the facilities. Operational Security doesn't get much excitement. Most of us serve on a rotating volunteer basis. Almost nobody causes trouble here. Partially because banishment is rather final, and partially because we're easygoing. You can scratch almost any itch you have. First, the facts. Oh, mind the doors. Any area you're authorized to enter, which is over 95% of the station, will open at your approach. If it doesn't open, you're not invited. If it does, you are. Simple. People can lock doors. People can invite you in. People will let you know in one way or another what kind of participation they're open to. Couples, threesomes, clubs. If they want privacy, they can lock down a space that's usually public. But those are clearly marked and pretty rare. Private bookings cost credits, and most people don't bother unless it's really something special. Okay, follow me to the elevator. You passed intake, which means you already know the score. By entering Elysium, you are now permanently barred from returning to the rest of the galaxy. The Archaeotech has been sealed behind the wall, and anyone who wants in must be treated with our nanomachines, then launched like a rocket toward the station. We caught you in the gravity net, put you through quarantine, and then let the ordeal do the rest. You've probably already guessed. The ordeal curdles reality. The trial of impossible logic, hallucinations, collapsing time, metaphysical pressure. It used to be the entry test for the galactic regulatory body. Now it just serves as our visa stamp. Wizardry on a blank check, letting us hold this space for ourselves as long as we like. Having survived that, you're worthy of entry, and very unlikely to hold a grudge against the place you just abandoned everything to reach. We don't ask where you came from. We don't ask why. But everyone on board will love hearing your story. And no one can follow you here without submitting to the same rules. Reassuring, isn't it? Yes, we've had sleeper agents before. But they never last long. The nanites we use to prevent aging are undetectable by scanners. And anyone trying to leave Elysium gets atomized on sight. Gray goo, paperclip maximizers, all the horrors. We've seen them. We've lived through them. And we're still here because someone, like you, made it through and was able to solve these problems before they destroyed this side of the wall. As a result, violence doesn't work here. Ever play retro games? In Metal Gear Solid, when Snake enters nuclear munitions hangar, he can't fire his gun. It just won't let him. Same here. You can think violent thoughts all you want, but unless you've got a triple confirmed access code and a mutual handshake, your body simply won't move. And when I say handshake, I mean whatever counts as a ritual of consent on the club or floor you're on. It's explicit. It's unambiguous. There are some things that just don't happen here. Even the transport crews had to launch you in an autonomous pod. We get farther away every year from the galaxy, from old rules. I worry about that sometimes. Bumpy ride, huh? Quarantine was probably boring, but at least the streaming service is good. Yeah, I had to go through it too. But from above, when I came down, a lot of me got left behind. Still, I worry that one day, people like you will stop coming, and this place will dwindle, disappear. Just a rumor among the stars. If something terrible happens out there again, they'll push it beyond the wall, like always. Like they push us. And here we are. A vacation spot, right? 14 days in a pod. Just you and the robots. Still, you can stream anything. Holo novels, body mod packages, entire personality reskins, if that's your thing. You'll hear that everyone on Elysium fucks constantly. And honestly, that part's true. Because once your body's exactly how you like it, you just want to use it. You're going to see some feats of ultra porn star engineering. Too bad we're not allowed to transmit signals off station. Otherwise, the galaxy's most extreme content would definitely come from here. Floor 1. This card has your credits. You get a daily stipend, enough for 3 very solid meals and 1 moderate entertainment. Or 6 meals. Or just sex and no food. That's up to you. Credits can be exchanged with residents. And yes, there's volunteer work if you want more. My gig, for example, gets me plenty. Floor 1 has shops, cafeteria, room service is common, bars, lounges, arcades. This place is roughly the size of a small city. See the tubes and moving floors. There's also teleportation, small fee. That pad over there, landing zone. Don't stand on it. And seriously, don't masturbate on it. But yes, there are jobs where you can shut your mind off for a few hours. Wake up richer. You can even settle on one of the colonies nearby. Planets that exist on this side of the wall. They aren't like the ones you remember. This part of the galaxy was grafted into a nexus during the collision. It creates opportunities for people like me. And people like you. You'll get a complimentary, full experience package once a year. And that means your first body mod? Free. Your first day at the spa? Free. And oh, the spa. There are maps, terminals for guidance, or you can always ring me up when I'm off duty. Now, back to the elevator. Yeah, a lot of people aren't wearing anything. Some of the most beautiful bodies you've ever seen. And wonderful minds behind them, too. It takes a very specific kind of curiosity to abandon everything and step into the unknown. I can see it turning you on. Good. Because next, we go to the fun floors. Level 2. Brothels. Massage parlors, play clubs, all pretty tame by Elysium standards. Level 3, machine play, predicament games. Some toys are the size of rooms. Level 4, dungeons. Level 5, accommodations. Level 6, exhibitionism. Level 7, vacation hologrid. When physical reality isn't enough to satisfy your imagination. There are orbital rings and jump portals to nearby planets, too. Teleportation is frequent. mood-based destinations. That's all for the overview. There are many surprises still waiting, but for now, let's head to level 6. Your room number is on your key card. Floor attendants are available. Key cards are biolinked. Only you can use yours. Replacements at the concierge on level 1. Okay. That concludes your official tour. You noticed the moans already, didn't you? This is the free use floor. Over there, that's an intimate little club. Anyone who wants to offer their body for general use, just step into one of the stations. Padded boxes, complete anonymity. It's like full body glory hole, but with optional toys. Toys. There are stocks, massage tables, cleaning chairs, whatever configuration your pleasure demands. That performer on stage, riding the other one's strap-on, she's a friend of mine. That flexibility, a mod. She can literally lick her own. Well, she has both, like me. Ask her later. She'll probably show you. Oh, you're really liking this, huh? My internal vibe just buzzed. That means I'm officially off duty. Your tour was my last job, so... can I be the first to have a taste of you? Everyone tastes different here. Remember what I said about layers of reality? Read the book, The Boy Who Reversed Himself. Taste is one of the things that seems to be very different from dimension to dimension. It's always different here, compared to above. Where we came from? So, let me get a good feel. Yeah. Your heart already. Just the sight of it. How eager you are. I love that. Just the sight of it. How eager you are. I love that. Look down there, in the club. Everyone's watching someone, touching someone. Look at her tits. And some of them really love to ride newbies hard. Break you in. When they get a hold of something this stiff, sweet. I better make some room. I'm just gonna kneel right here. Do you like the uniforms? Purple's good on me. Let me just unzip this. Oh yeah. You're thick. Swollen. Dripping a little already. That's okay. That's perfect. I love a leaky cock. I look pretty standard, right? Nothing too extreme. Yet. But my mouth's been heavily modded. Soft on the lips. Tight behind the teeth. And my throat. I'll show you. I adore showing off. I love it when someone lets me go down on them. Lets me get them slippery and desperate. 10. I've got a little trick too. My throat pulses in sync with the station's rhythm if I let it. And my tongue. It can swirl, press, massage. Taste alone can make me come. That's how I'm wired. That's how I'm wired now. Your pre-cum might just be enough. 9. Hold on to that bar up there. Yeah, right above your head. Yeah, right above your head. These rooms are made for this. Discreet sex with a view. Discreet sex with a view of the floor. Private shadows and mirrored glass. You get the pleasure and the show. Let me just lick you. One long stroke from the base to the tip. Oh, already twitching. So responsive. It's so hot. I'm gonna tease the head for a little while. Just enough to drive you wild. Let me know if it's too much. I bet it won't be. 8. Look at them down there. Hundreds of bodies. Grinding, moaning, licking, riding. All of it out in the open. All of it allowed. If you want something slower. Something focused. Something one-on-one. Like this. And have that too. 7. You like this. You're so good. So hard. I'm soaked just from having your cock in front of my face like this. Maybe later you'll get to fuck me. Any of me. Or all of me. My ass. My pussy. My throat. I might just get off hands-free if you start thrusting. 6. Let me get both hands on you now. Stroke you slowly with the twist. My gloves are regulation. Satin finish. Just the right friction. Let me know how that feels. I want you slippery. I want your cock shiny with spit and pree. I think I want your balls too. Tight, full. Just begging. 5. Do you want to fuck my mouth? You can. Grab my hair. Thrust. Use my throat. Go slow or fast. I can take it either way. I'll make a mess of myself for you. I want to. Stroking for you. 4. While you're using me, I can't help but stroke my own cock. Or maybe finger myself. Clench around nothing. Achy. Ache. Clench around nothing. ache. Just imagine my wet, my pussy wet, clenching, needy. Everything about me is tuned to react to you. Three. Now, I'll pull back. Look how slick you are with my. Now, I'll pull back. Look how slick you are with spit. Press my tits around you. Press them tight. Glide them up and down that thick shaft. Press them tight. Glide them up and down that thick shaft. You want more? I want everything you've gotten there. Let me stroke you until you're shaking. Two. Are you close already? You're doing so well. You're holding it in for me. Staying right on the edge. Staying right on the edge. Good. I want you to feel it right there. Hovering. Desperate. So close. One. Are you gonna come for me? Let your cum hit my tongue. My chest. My lips. Squirt on my tits. This is your time. There are no rules. Only wants, only needs. Forget the rest. Forget the world. Just let yourself go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, come for me. Come. We can move this. We can move to the bench if you want. Or the bed behind the panel. My gods, I want your cock again. In my mouth, in my hand, in my mouth, in my cunt. I want to ride you until you moan louder than the club floor. And when you're spent, and rest. I'll lick you clean. We'll get you recharged. We have plenty of ways to energize you out here. No one has to stop after just one orgasm. You'll see. So, what's next? The show down there is changing. You could take me out to the club floor. Let me stroke you while we watch. Or pin me against the rail and fuck me while the lights shift color. You could head to my room. Mine's got more toys. Bigger ones. Whatever you want. Anything you need. Welcome to the station.